As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I'm putting the punk back into punctuality.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Of course, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can, of course, grab us anywhere you get your podcast from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe. Kyle Meredith With, please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it as well. Some fantastic guests have dropped by lately. Brian Ferry was here. Talked with Troy Sanders of Mastodon, Vernon Reed of Living Color, St. Vincent, James Bay, Natasha Rothwell. You can find her starring in How to Die Alone on Hulu. Dave Perner from Soul Asylum, Joe Scarborough from MSNBC's Morning Joe, H. John Benjamin, the voice of Archer, the voice of Bob from Bob's Burgers, Keith Urban, Tim Heidecker, Les Claypool of Primus, David Yao of the Jesus Lizard. Just an example of what you can get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today catching up with Dexter Holland and Noodles of the band The Offspring. They are back with their 11th Supercharged album. You see, it's called Supercharged. That's why I said it like that. In fact, it's fresh off the heels of their 10th one, Let the Bad Times Roll. They wasted no time jumping back into the studio. And as they'll both tell me, the pandemic took them off the road, but it also fired up their creativity, leading to a record that's tight, fast, and full of the band's signature energy. They recorded in Maui, Vancouver, and Huntington Beach. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the sound, the laid-back sounds, the thrash metal sounds. In fact, that thrash metal, it's a song called Come to Brazil. It's a tongue-in-cheek love letter to their rabid Brazilian fan base. We'll also get into the song You Can't Get There From Here, which taps into Dexter's knack for channeling self-doubt into epic sing-along poetry, and I do mean that. Now, in between the recording, they also found themselves sharing the stage with Brian May of Queen in what Dexter describes as a mind-blowing jam session, as well as younger stars like Ed Sheeran and Youngblood, who brought a nice burst of energy and inspiration. It's the 40th anniversary of the band. It's 30th anniversary of the breakthrough album Smash, and they got this new album under their belt. They're proving once again that they're here to break down the punk rock rulebook. Let's talk all about it. Supercharged. It's Kyle Meredith with Dexter Holland and Noodles of The Offspring.
Hello.
Hey, man. Good to see you again.
We got to talk a few years ago, and you all had just released the record Let the Bad Times, which was like the longest gestating album maybe of your all's career. And was a cool record, but it seems like you guys went back to work pretty quickly. I mean, in comparison of everything about that record here. I don't know, man. That's a good place to start, because Supercharged, this is such a fun record. It's such a great record. I think I say that about every one of your all's albums. Like, what was the difference in this one? Because what kind of kicked it into gear? And I'll throw that up for whoever wants to start.
Well, I think really the last record we started to get, it took us a long time to get that done for just a number of reasons. Dexter went back to school. We were still, you know, working and going out on tour every summer. But right before we released it, the last 2 years were just really creative in the studio and things started firing. Then the pandemic hit we couldn't take the record out and play live. So we went back and looked at all our career, songs from all our career, and didn't rework them, just made sure we tightened them up. We all got in the studio together, looked at all our parts, you know, are you strumming up or down at this part? You know, what parts do we need to lock in and make tighter? What parts do we need to keep open and loose? And then we were still creating throughout that whole time in the studio. And that's why I think this record just kind of came out better and quicker, because we're feeling it. We just feel having live shows taken away from us, having, you know, our career, you know, in question, you know, releasing a record in the middle of a pandemic, having it all come back, getting through that time and coming back and feeling even stronger than ever. I think that's what this record's all about.
It felt like we were on a roll when we got the last record out. We thought, let's keep going.
Dexter, for you, I mean, when you go into an album like this, is it all fresh writing? Are you able to reach into the well? Is that well still? Do you use that well still?
Yeah. I mean, we're always writing something. And sometimes we'll work on something and we'll kind of put it to the side. And then we might not revisit it for a few years or something. And we kind of move on to the next thing. So it's always a combination of brand new, fresh ideas and like, oh, yeah, but there was that part. I really liked that song we haven't worked on. Let's take a look at that again and kind of pull stuff out of the well and finish it up.
It's interesting then, you know, that everything can sound so cohesive. And I think most bands work like that. Any band with longevity, you know, you're usually kind of working in that dual manner, and that you can make it sound like an album by the end of it. Like also hearing like there's three major parts of the world that you all recorded this in. Was it Maui, Vancouver, and Huntington Beach? Like when you all listen to them, can you hear the individual spaces? Can you hear that one sounds Maui and that one sounds Vancouver? Does it get that specific?
Yeah, the Maui stuff is very laid back and lazy, and
all the slow songs are from Maui.
Yeah, you know, as far as making a record sound cohesive, I don't know. I think what we do is just write and don't think about how it fits into an album yet. And then once you get a certain amount of the way, it becomes clear what you need to do to finish it, right? Like all of a sudden, maybe one song doesn't feel like it fits the batch anymore. So you remove a song here and add a different kind of song there and that sort of thing.
Well, I want to start with the end of this record too, because You Can't Get There From Here is an epic bit of poetry. I mean, what a closer. And there's some great lines all through the record, but there's it feels like there's something else happening with that song. And I don't hope you don't mind the broad question. Like, where did this one come from?
Yeah, I mean, we all have self-doubt for sure, of course. Like, you know, there's always that voice in your head that tells you, you know, maybe you can't do this, or, you know, maybe you shouldn't try. And I decided to run with that and make that voice the guy who's singing the song. And it's the guy in your head telling you, but make it really gnarly, like you're gonna fail, you're never gonna amount to anything, you know. And it was kind of like making me laugh, but I think there's a touch of that in all of us, right? And that's the thing that you're kind of fighting, but I thought in this song, let's make it very front and center of what it is.
I like how that voice in your head makes you laugh, Dexter, because that's not my reaction to that voice.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with The Offspring. But you know, when we've talked, you talk about songs in such a specific way about how you write them. Like, I wanted to say this. I mean, so, you know, I mean, everybody's different, of course. You have the people who, you know, make mouth jumbo on the microphone until they, you know, chiseled out and make it make sense. I mean, do you find that you do that? Do you go into a song like, you know, wanting to grab on to a subject like that?
Yeah, it comes from different places for sure. This one, I liked the title, You Can't Get There From Here. It was kind of like a, It's almost like a joke we used to play in high school or our buddies. Like if you, they worked at a gas station and someone would say, how do I get to, you know, the Hollywood sign? I don't think you can get there from here. It was like joking, messing with it. But I always thought it was a funny title. And then it was really thinking more about, well, what could I do with that title? What does that mean? And then I thought about how it meant to me when you feel like you're trying to accomplish something, you're trying to get somewhere in life and you just feel like you can't, somehow you can't get across whatever it is that's blocking you, that's stopping you. And that's a powerful feeling. It's something that for sure I've experienced and I think everybody has. And then it became easy to write the song once I knew what it was about. That's the toughest part sometimes, figuring out what the hell the song's about. The lyrics are secondary.
The lyrics are on the other side of it. God, man, some of the riffs on here. Let's talk about first the Cão de Brasil. You talked about the thrash metal. Is that what we're talking about here, Cão de Brasil, when we're looking at some thrash metal happening?
Definitely, yeah. And that's the one of the few songs we've ever done where the idea came first and then we built a song around it. You know, we knew our Brazilian fans are just really passionate, a little crazy. And every time we post something on social media, the response is, come to Brazil, come to Brazil, come to Brazil, come to Brazil. So we wanted to write a love letter for them. And if you're going to write a love letter to your Brazilian fans, you have to throw in some thrash metal for sure.
It was kind of like that. It was like, well, okay, if we were to build the perfect Brazil song, perfect song for Brazilian fans, what would it be? And it was like, yeah, thrashy kind of metal in the verse and huge soccer stadium style chorus and a little ole ole at the end.
What is it about that scene down there? Because I hear this all the time, especially as a rock fan, rock music in South America, you know, whether it's Mexico City or in Brazil or something, like it always seems like the crowds are 10 times more massive than everywhere else. They're the chants that go along through it. And I want to ask, like, is it really good business to go down there? Because it seems like it's really great business to be a rock band who can, like, dominate that market.
They're just the best shows.
Yeah, I don't know much about the business standpoint of it, but if you want an audience to make you feel like you're a rock star, yeah, go to South America and play down there. I mean, they get rock and roll music there like nowhere else in the world. I mean, the Ramones were treated like the Beatles down there in South America. You know, that's the one part of the world where the Ramones got their due appreciation, I think.
For sure. They were really big in South America. I thought that was so cool. It wasn't just AC/DC necessarily. They got that South America gets the punk thing. And we've been going down there forever and always had great shows. There's just a passion of audiences. You know, it's the same kind of thing. Like you would see it at a soccer game, football game, as they call it. But it's just really cool. All the those countries down there.
Yeah, those live albums that come out from that area. It always seems like they're some of the best live albums, you know. And then Get Some. What is that? A little Rick Derringer, Little Kansas, both happening in that song?
A little Kansas in there. Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that for a second. Yeah. Just for a second. Not long enough to get sued for, I don't think. it's an homage, of course, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
I hadn't thought about the Derringer influence in that. But yeah, I we wanted just to write a song that was like rock, but like coming off the rails almost. Like the riffing is like almost so fast. It's almost too fast in a way. And I just, that's what I love about punk music is that some of the best stuff feels like it's just about to fall apart on recording.
It's also, it kind of reminds me of Bad Habit in a way. The riff is an A, you know, it's kind of, it's really fast, like Bad Habit. And you know, it's kind of about racing cars too. So I kind of, you know, there's a car reference to it.
I think really though, if you guys ever just want to do a live seg straight into Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, it's there. You wouldn't gotta try that hard. And that is a complete compliment, by the way. I mean, that's,
I appreciate, you know, it. Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could go into Bad Motor Scooter or something from Montrose after that.
I'm visualizing it all now. I think we got something.
You could do it. It is interesting though, because of the way you all have played with styles, like any band again, that has the luxury of a legacy, right, that you've been around for a long time now, will always face some kind of fan expectations. We know what the Offspring, you know, what we like from the Offspring, but the amount of bands that you all could be at any given point, that's what I'm trying to get to. I mean, that you can play around with those those classic rock stuff that you can pull out, you know, something acoustic and that you can slow down, kind of, you know, whatever it is. Like, how much is of that is it play at this point in the game for you all when you're thinking about the new music? Like, this is who we are and this is who we could be.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the challenge, I think, especially as you go on. This is our 11th album, and how do we offer something new, but something that still sounds like us? You know, we joke around about how it's got to be the same but different, you know. And when that falls together in the right way, it works really well. I think You're Gonna Go Far Kid's a good example of that. That it sounds like The Offspring, but it doesn't sound quite like any of our other songs. And that's kind of always the thing that we're dealing with on a record. But you know, we also do what we feel like doing. I mean, that's the fun of being in a band is, you know, you have the freedom, the creative freedom to do whatever the hell you want.
Something you all have done well many, many times over and over and over.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
there's some
thank you.
records that are a little bit different from what we've done before, like Okay, But This Is the Last Time is a little bit I don't know what the word is quite, but
Poppier.
okay, let's say pop, you
A
know.
little
And
poppy, but it also rocks, dude. It's a great song. So,
yeah,
yeah.
and then you also have a song like Light It Up, which sounds straight up vintage Offspring, and I think both of those things are okay.
Well, I know with Light It Up, you struggled a little bit with like, is this too much like something we've done before? You don't want to just keep doing the same thing over. And you thought you've said, well, I just decided to get out of my way and let the song be what it was, you know. And you had it in your head, put it out on tape the way it is.
What it was, yeah.
Sometimes just be yourself. That's what a cliche line, but in moments like that, it's just like, just be the Offspring, man. Just be it, just do it. You know, it's.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Offspring. I'm looking at the other stuff here because it, you know, 40th anniversary year, smash at 30. I mean, everything that's happening in one year. I know that's it, just coincidence the way the math starts happening like that sometimes. But I was even looking back at Smash 2 and like Something to Believe In. Like, you all have these songs that might not be the biggest hits, but just keep finding ways to find relevance, you know, as you go throughout. Do you find ways to still let those songs get new lives, find new voices out there?
Well, sure. I mean, we're doing performances of the whole Smash album this year. We're going to do one, geez, later this week in Chicago. So that's always fun to kind of dig out and dust off those old songs and try again.
But with the advent of social media, you know, and you know, Instagram and TikTok and stuff, you can put these old songs to a new video, and if that video takes off, then you could breathe new life into that song. We've seen a lot of our, you know, contemporaries have older songs that, you know, have a comeback. I'm thinking like Simple Plan's I'm Just a Kid, you know, went nuts on social media.
It did.
And see, I mean, even, you know, as we talked about Gone Away, you know, how that song has just found new life over and over. I mean, it's the song that keeps on giving. You did the thing with Brian May earlier this year. Like, what a
Yeah.
crazy, like, as a fan thing, you know, that those are the moments, you know, you can sort of live for as a rock fan. Well, did you get to rehearse that? Like, what's that kind of rehearsal like? You know, here's Brian May. What are we gonna do?
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It was a little intimidating. He's such a legend, but he's also just the nicest guy in the world. So he made it real comfortable once we started talking and going over this. But I did catch myself having my mind blown when he and I are just comparing guitar levels, and we just kind of went into a little impromptu jam. And I'm like, I'm jamming with Brian May right here. Like my, yeah, it was like almost too much to take in. It was really quite amazing.
It was really cool. It was really cool. But yeah, but you're right. He's such a great musician that he made it easy.
Isn't that interesting though? Again, like, you're in the game, you're legends yourselves. You know, to still feel that moment right there, that you can still feel that moment. We're all just big nerds. That's what this comes down to, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally. Huge fans of music. That's what made us want to do this in the first place, you know. Conversely, we got to play with, you know, guys that aren't necessarily inspirations to us, but that we're fans of. We got to play with Ed Sheeran and Youngblood recently. And, you know, to have these younger musicians share the stage with us is inspiring in a different way. You know, their energy really and their musicianship. Ed's musicianship is just amazing, the way he puts everything together by himself on stage. And then Youngblood's just got so much energy. It's like, watch out, you know?
That kid's bouncing everywhere, everywhere, all the
Yeah.
time. This album is so good. Again, I just kind of had it on repeat since they sent it over to me. I can't wait to see the shows out there again. Dex, I'll wrap up with this one too, because it's always kind of brought up anytime I say I'll be talking to you guys, and somebody always says, "Do you know what he's like? You got the science thing?" And like, yeah, it's been said. It's in every press release now. Now that that's out of the way, like, as what seems like the eternal hobbyist, is the focus on the band? You got something else happening on the side still?
I'm doing a little science on the side here and there, but right now, man, we're having so much fun with the band. I'm so excited to get this record out. Really proud of it. And too many times people put out records just as a means to get back on tour, right? But this record is not that for us at all. We're very deadly serious about the record. Can't wait to take it on the road.
You should see his laboratory set up in the studio. He's got like this, you know, ovens and beakers and his little petri dishes. And yeah,
I hope that's true. Yeah, that's
blackboards. And
that's what we all want to imagine anyway. That's seriously, guys, congrats on Supercharge. It's so great to have new music from you always. And this one's no exception. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Pleasure's all ours, Kyle. Thank you.
Talking to you.
My thanks to Dexter and Noodles. The new album is called Supercharged. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists, to discover the new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, music news. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Lenny Kravitz, Gloria Jones, Michelle and Deggio Cello, Matthew Sweet, The Cranberries, Madonna, Kirsty MacColl, The Beta Band, Underground System, Gary Clark Jr., Girl Skin, Noah Kahan, Leon Bridges, Imogen Heap, Ben Fold, Shirley Bassey, and my interview with Jacob Bertram of Cobra Kai. He plays Hawk in Cobra Kai. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I love cheap, unique guitars. They can have a really fun feel to them and just make you play differently.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.